Glioblastomas are an aggressive form of brain cancer which spreads like ivy and cannot be completely removed with surgery. There's no cure, and patients, on average, live less than 2 years. But scientists at the University of Virginia have identified an enzyme, DGK-alpha, that could be essential to the formation of malignant brain tumors.
It seems to be something that most cancer cells are addicted to.
Dr. Benjamin Puro and his team found they could inhibit the enzyme and slow cancer growth in laboratory mice. Already, Puro says, there is a drug known to suppress DGK-alpha, a medication shown to be safe and effective in treating other conditions.
So we're very excited that using this compound, that repurposing this old drug, might be a much faster way into the clinic and can hopefully let us get into the clinic within a couple of years.
Puro says combining that drug with other cancer treatments might be especially helpful, and suppressing DGK-alpha could make immunotherapy more effective.
Others have shown that DGK-alpha seems to be something that holds back the immune system, and that, you know, one of the things we want to do is boost the immune response. It's the foundation of immunotherapy, which is looking more and more promising against cancer.
Finally, he says this enzyme is found in melanoma and other cancers, raising the possibility that a single treatment could be used on many diseases. Puro's findings have been published in the journal Cancer Discovery. I'm Sandy Houseman.